Matrix and Roadshow fans, we are back with another video, and we're going to be talking about Google. Yes, the parent company of YouTube. And of course, you guys know we're actually on YouTube, but when it comes to YouTube and Google, I do have my complaints. No doubt about it that Google is woke. They're woke. You remember when Trump used the term bloodbath? All of a sudden, Google changed the definition of bloodbath to fit a left-wing agenda. This is by design, guys. It really is. Now, Google has a whole bunch of woke employees. And folks, this is on full display. When I saw this story, I was like, this is astonishing. For one thing, they actually have a whole bunch of employees still wearing masks. Masks. If it was me, I'm going to be like, nobody can wear masks at this point. Not a part of the dress code. But these employees, man, are just so woke that they decided to actually occupy their boss's office. Why? Because these woke employees hate Israel. And I believe this is like in three locations. And Google actually has a project that they're working on with Amazon that provides help to the Israeli government. And of course, you know, the leftists, they don't like Israel. Oh, no. They love Hamas, though. Well, we got 28 employees that found out the hard way because now they got arrested and they got fired. Because when you work, guess what? They want you to be productive. Even a woke company like Google. But you know what? Google is to blame for this, man, because they created this woke environment. They hire woke people. Just like YouTube, man. I got a lot of problems with YouTube also as well, but it does pay the bills. Okay? I mean, guys, we get videos demonetized on other channels for no good reason whatsoever. The network channel, man, they're going after it right now. I mean, did you guys actually hear what happened to Timcast? Some reason, man, YouTube, which is owned by Google, they went back and retroactively took down videos from Timcast IRL. I believe they gave him a warning, too, on three-year-old videos. Yeah, this is crazy. But anyway, getting way off topic, guys. So let's get into it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Mem live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out. Google fired 28 employees for staging in-office protests against the company's contract with Israel. Now, the project is called Project Nimbus. And these woke employees, every single one of them, wearing masks. Every single one of them. And one of the shirts here, I don't know if you guys can see it, but I can actually see it. It says, Googler against genocide and something tech for, I can't really tell what that says right there. Last word is apartheid, though. Yeah, these employees decide to protest. Now they found it out real fast because they actually refused to leave. And that's when the police came in and arrested these morons. Says here more than two dozen Alphabet employees who participated in office protests over the company's work with Israel were fired on Wednesday, the company said. The 28 employees had occupied Google offices in Sunnyvale, California, and New York City on Tuesday to protest Project Nimbus. Got a fly in here for some reason. Google's $1.2 billion joint contract with Amazon that provides services to Israel's government. Quote, physically impeding other employees' work and preventing them from accessing our facilities is a clear violation of our policies, and we will investigate and take action, a Google spokesperson said. These employees were put on administrative leave and their access to our systems was cut. 9 workers were arrested after they refused to leave the offices. 5 of the arrests were in Sunnyvale and 4 were in New York. Police in both locations confirmed the figures to Business Insider. A representative for the New York Police Department said the 4 people in New York were charged with criminal trespassing. A representative for the Sunnyvale Police Department said the arrested individuals received citations for trespassing. The district attorney's office in Santa Clara County said on Wednesday that charges had not yet been filed. And I highly doubt that anything truly is going to happen to these people, you know, except for now they don't have a job. I mean, they just got fired from their jobs over politics. Politics. These people are full leftist men. All you got to do is just see that they're wearing those masks. The only people wearing masks is leftists. I mean, you could just tell their political leanings just right there. Just right there. And we got a video, guys, here. Daily Mail actually has it right here. Man, these people are something else, man. Watch this.
And, you know, we'd like to see if we can do this voluntarily, you know, so it's been a while. So can you do that for us? And, you know, move forward in that space, and then you can contact HR and go from there.
Could you get in contact with TK about this?
No, I can't talk about that. I'm just here what I spoke about earlier, because if not, you know, we'll have to call law enforcement and go in that space and get trespassed and all that.
Yeah, we understand.
Okay, just trying again. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So they're trying to ask him nicely, hey, leave, you know, but they're not going to do it. So guess what? Police are coming.
You guys got to leave. You guys refusing to leave?
Yes.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You first stand up.
Yeah, so you see that right there, man. All of these woke employees got arrested, lost their jobs. They have no income now. I would never do something that stupid. This is idiotic, man. But you know what? Google, man, they enable this stuff, man. They enable this kind of behavior right here. Woke companies enable their woke employees. But I guess, you know, when work isn't actually getting done, oh, no. Oh, no. Then you got to go. I hope this is a wake up call, man, to Google, man. Stop being woke. Stop hiring woke people. I can only imagine, man, the woke people on the YouTube side, man. Because we upload some of the same videos to Rumble. They're monetized, even though we don't make any money on Rumble, really. But Rumble's growing, man. Make sure you guys check out the links in the description, man. That's where you can actually find us on Rumble, because we do have channels over there. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Make sure to Roadshow fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.